You know, I think most people, when they think about aviation, they just picture like a big shiny jumbo jet, you know, or maybe a fighter jet like soaring through the clouds.
Right.
But for this deep dive, we're going to kind of go a little deeper than that
Yeah.
and really explore what makes this industry tick.
Absolutely.
You ready to unpack this complex world of aviation?
I am.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
From the engineering to the management to the safety,
Yeah, all the
all the
pieces.
things that come together.
It's an amazing ecosystem.
It is. So, okay, first things first.
Yeah.
Most people have a general sense of what aviation is. Could you just give us like a working definition so we're all on the same page?
So aviation, it's more than just the act of flying.
Okay.
It actually encompasses the design and the production, the operation, and the impact of aircraft. So it's really a vast web connecting, these engineering marvels
Right?
with global commerce and military strategy
Wow.
and even space exploration.
So it's a lot more than just, you know, hopping on a plane for your next vacation.
Yeah, it's a lot more expansive.
Okay, so for our listener out there, you know, they might be thinking, well, this is really cool,
Yeah.
but like, why should I really care?
Right.
Why should I really delve into this world beyond just a casual interest?
Well, for one, the job market in aviation is booming.
Really?
And not just for pilots, which most people think is,
Right.
the main career,
Right.
but there's a wide range of careers. We're
Okay.
talking engineering management, air traffic control, maintenance, research and development. So
Right.
there's a lot of different avenues.
That's really cool.
And it's a truly global industry,
Right.
so you could work anywhere in the world.
Yeah. So for anybody with a little wanderlust,
Yeah.
aviation could be their ticket to
Absolutely.
exploring the globe.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I imagine with technology constantly advancing,
Yeah.
it's got to be a pretty stimulating field to work in.
It's at the forefront of innovation,
Yeah.
aviation. You think about designing quieter supersonic engines,
Right.
or how artificial intelligence is being integrated into air traffic control systems
Oh, wow.
to manage, increasingly crowded airspaces.
So it's constantly evolving.
Oh, absolutely.
That's amazing. Okay,
Right.
so we've established that aviation is vast. It's dynamic.
Yes.
And frankly, it's really cool.
It is.
But like, where do we even begin?
Well, let's start with the foundation,
Okay.
aviation engineering.
Okay.
This is where the magic of flight really comes to life. It's
Yeah.
all about understanding and applying the principles of aerodynamics.
Okay.
You know how a bird's wing generates lift?
Yeah.
Well, aviation engineers apply their same concepts to
Wow.
design those massive metal birds that we see flying overhead.
Right.
But it gets way more complex, when you're dealing with weight and speed and fuel efficiency
Right.
and safety at such a scale.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm already picturing like wind tunnels and all kinds of complex
Oh,
equations.
yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, speaking of complexity, I always hear this term avionics thrown around. What exactly does that entail?
So avionics is basically the entire network of electronic systems that control everything on the aircraft. So from navigation and communication
Right.
to flight control, fuel management, and even in-flight entertainment.
Wow.
It's really a fascinating blend of computer science, electrical engineering, and software
It
development.
sounds very interdisciplinary.
All those things have to work together to ensure the aircraft operates, safely and efficiently.
Right. So it's kind of like the brains of the whole operation.
Yeah, you could think of it that way.
And just like for our brains need, you know, care. These systems need constant care too, right?
Absolutely. Aircraft maintenance is a critical discipline
Right.
within aviation engineering,
Right.
focused on keeping these incredibly complex machines in peak condition.
Okay.
It involves rigorous inspections, repairs, and overhauls to ensure every component from the engines to the landing gear meets the highest safety standards.
That makes sense, especially with all the stress that these things go through when they're flying.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's shift gears a little bit and
Okay.
talk about the people who make this whole experience happen.
Yes.
The aviation managers.
Yeah, the behind the scenes folks.
Yeah, what do they do?
So think about the last time you flew.
Yeah.
You know everything from booking your ticket to checking in,
Yeah.
boarding the aircraft,
Yeah.
taking off, landing, and even collecting your baggage.
Right.
That entire process involves this like symphony of coordinated efforts.
Wow.
And aviation managers are the conductors that oversee these intricate operations
Really?
of airports and airlines.
So it's like way more than just logistics.
It is.
You're really making sure this whole system runs smoothly.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond just keeping things running smoothly.
Okay.
Aviation managers are also responsible for developing and implementing policies that ensure compliance with safety regulations and international standards.
Right.
You know, they have to juggle the financial considerations, the environmental concerns,
Yeah.
and this ever-changing landscape of the global aviation industry.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
It's a lot to keep track of.
That's amazing. Okay, now imagine
Yeah.
you're an air traffic controller on like a busy holiday weekend,
Oh, yeah.
right? You are responsible for guiding hundreds of aircraft through the airspace safely,
Right.
making sure they all maintain separation,
Yeah.
they navigate changing weather conditions,
Yep.
adhere to strict flight paths.
That's the world of air traffic control.
Oh man, that just gave me chills just thinking about all that responsibility.
It's a lot of pressure,
It is.
but it's also, very rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet. So it seems like a career that demands incredible focus
It does.
and split-second decision-making.
Absolutely. So air traffic controllers,
Yeah.
they rely on these sophisticated radar systems
Right.
and clear communication to track aircraft movements, issue instructions to pilots,
Wow.
and prevent collisions.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a high-pressure job.
That sounds like it.
That requires a unique blend of technical expertise, spatial awareness, and unwavering calm under pressure.
Wow. I don't know if I could handle that job.
Yeah, you gotta have a certain personality for sure.
It sounds amazing, though.
It is.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here,
Yeah, we have.
from the mind-boggling engineering to the
Yes.
crucial roles of management and air traffic control.
Right?
But there's still so much more to
Oh,
explore.
absolutely.
So buckle up, folks, because in the next part of our deep dive,
Yeah.
we're going to be taking a closer look at the broader impacts of aviation,
That's right.
from its role in globalization to its impact on the environment and society as a whole.
We're going to get into all of
It's
that.
going to be a fascinating journey.
It is.
So stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Yeah.
So far, we've been looking at like the technical side of aviation and the operational side,
Yeah.
but I kind of want to like zoom out a little bit
Right.
and look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, the broader impacts.
Yeah, aviation hasn't just changed the way we travel, right?
Right.
It's changed our society. So
Absolutely.
let's talk about that a little bit.
It's been a catalyst for globalization,
Yeah.
connecting people and cultures across continents,
Right.
facilitating the exchange of goods and ideas on this unprecedented scale.
Yeah. It's really shrunk our world, right?
It has.
Both literally and figuratively.
Absolutely. Imagine a world without air travel.
Yeah.
International business deals would take weeks to finalize.
Right.
Families separated by oceans would go years without seeing each other.
Yeah.
And the spread of cultural trends and innovations would just be so slow.
Yeah. Yeah. And we take it for granted now, right?
Absolutely.
Like we just hop on a plane and we're there.
It's easy to forget how revolutionary it was.
And it supports millions of jobs too, right?
Yeah, worldwide.
Worldwide. And it's not just the airlines themselves.
Right.
It's all the industries that are connected.
Yeah, you've got manufacturing, you've got tourism,
Right.
logistics, research and development.
Right.
All these industries are supported by aviation.
Wow. And the technology that comes out of aviation actually affects other fields too.
Yeah, it often leads to innovations in other areas.
Right.
So, for instance, the lightweight materials developed for aircraft, those are now being used in everything from cars to prosthetic limbs.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a real incubator for technological innovation.
I was reading about how quieter supersonic aircraft could lead to noise reduction tech in other areas,
Absolutely.
like architecture and urban planning.
That's a great example. Yeah.
It's fascinating. And let's not forget the humanitarian impact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In times of crisis, aircraft deliver aid,
Yeah.
medical supplies, rescue personnel to disaster zones.
Exactly. It's vital.
Yeah, we tend to focus on like the commercial side of aviation,
Yeah.
but it really plays an important role in
Absolutely.
helping people.
It does.
All right, so aviation is this powerful tool for progress, but it has its own set of challenges too,
Yeah, of
right?
course, every technology has its downsides.
What are some of the challenges?
Well, the environmental impact is a major one.
Right.
The industry is actively exploring solutions.
Okay.
like sustainable aviation fuels
Hmm.
made from bio-based sources
Interesting.
and more fuel-efficient aircraft designs.
So they're working on it.
Oh yeah, it's a top priority.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
What about noise pollution, though?
That's a valid concern.
Especially around airports.
Yeah, there's a lot of research being done
Okay.
on developing quieter aircraft engines
Right.
and implementing noise abatement procedures around
So
airports.
they're trying to minimize the impact.
Exactly. It's a complex issue,
Yeah.
but the industry is working on it.
Okay. Earlier, we talked about the increasingly crowded airspace
Huh.
and the role of air traffic control. How do you think airspace management will change in the future?
Well, with the growth of air travel
Yeah.
and new technologies like drones,
Right.
the way we manage airspace has to evolve.
Hmm.
We're already seeing the development of next generation air traffic control systems
Got it.
that incorporate artificial intelligence and machine learning
Oh, wow.
to predict and manage traffic flow more efficiently.
So like a smarter system.
Exactly, a smarter, more automated system.
That's incredible.
These advancements could help reduce delays,
That'd be great.
improve safety, and enable the integration of drones into the airspace more seamlessly.
That makes sense. But any big changes to air traffic control,
Yeah.
those would require a lot of testing and
Absolutely. Of
collaboration
course.
between industry, governments, regulatory bodies.
It's a complex
They make
process.
sure everything is safe.
Safety is paramount.
Okay, so we've talked about passenger drones,
Yeah.
supersonic travel,
Uh-huh.
exciting future technologies,
Yeah.
but what about the potential risks?
Well, there are always risks with new technologies. For
Right.
example, with autonomous aircraft.
Like drones.
Yeah, including passenger drones.
What?
There are questions about cybersecurity
Right.
and data privacy and the potential for job displacement.
So it's not all sunshine and roses.
No, it's not. We have to be realistic.
We have to approach these new technologies responsibly.
Absolutely. We need to think about the potential downsides as well.
So as exciting as it all is, we need to
Yeah,
be
we
careful.
need to be thoughtful and we need to be responsible.
Right. Thinking about how these advancements will affect everyone.
Exactly. It's not just about developing new technologies.
Right?
It's about ensuring they benefit society as a whole and upholding the highest standards of safety, security, and ethics.
You've hit on a key theme here,
Yeah.
responsibility.
Right.
As we move towards this future of aviation, how do we make sure it benefits all of humanity?
Well, sustainability is key. We need to find ways to reduce the environmental impact of aviation
Okay.
through things like fuel efficiency, sustainable aviation fuels,
Right.
and maybe even radical new aircraft designs.
That's a big challenge.
It is a multifaceted challenge.
And it requires everyone to work together.
Absolutely. Collaboration is essential.
Between industry leaders, researchers, policymakers, communities.
Yeah, everyone needs to be at the table.
To create a shared vision
A vision for the future of aviation.
that addresses the environmental concerns,
Yes.
economic sustainability, and societal needs.
It's a tall order, but it's achievable.
So collaboration, sustainability. What else is important?
Equitable access. We need to make sure that everyone benefits from these new technologies,
Right.
regardless of background or location.
So we don't want to exacerbate existing inequalities.
Exactly. We want a future where everyone has the opportunity to experience the power of flight.
That's a really important point.
It is.
It's not just about the technology itself. It's about making sure progress is inclusive.
Absolutely.
So before we take off into the final part of our deep dive,
Yeah.
what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
Aviation is more than just an industry. It's a reflection of our human aspirations.
Okay.
It embodies our desire to explore, to connect, to push the boundaries of what's possible.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
As we venture into this future of flight,
Yeah.
let's remember that aviation is ultimately a story about us. About our ingenuity, our creativity, and our enduring fascination with the sky.
That's a great way to wrap up this part of the deep dive.
Thanks.
In the final segment, we'll be exploring the future of aviation in more detail,
Yeah.
from hypersonic travel to space tourism.
It's going to be exciting.
It is so.
Buckle up.
Get ready for a journey into the uncharted territories of flight.
We'll see you there for the grand finale.
All right, welcome back. So we're here for the final part of our aviation journey,
Yeah, the grand finale.
the grand finale, and we've, explored the inner workings of this industry.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
Its impact on society, the challenges it faces.
Absolutely.
But now it's time to really let our imagination soar.
Yeah, let's look ahead.
As we look at the future of flight.
The future is bright.
It is so fasten your seatbelts, everybody.
Buckle up.
Because things are about to get really interesting.
It's going to be a wild ride.
So, we talked about some pretty mind-blowing concepts earlier, like
Yeah.
passenger drones zipping through the skies,
Right above our heads.
supersonic jets shrinking travel time.
Yeah, making the world smaller.
Yeah, are these things really going to happen?
Well, they might sound like science fiction,
Right.
but these advancements are closer than you think.
Really?
Yeah, companies are already testing and developing electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft.
I've heard of those.
Yeah, eVTOLs.
eVTOLs, okay.
They could revolutionize urban mobility.
How so?
Well, imagine hailing a flying taxi
Wow.
and just like bypassing all the traffic below.
That would be a game changer.
Right. No more rush hour.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
My commute would be so much better.
Yeah, mine too.
Okay, so what about longer distances?
Yeah.
Is supersonic travel really going to make a comeback?
I think so.
Okay.
There's definitely a renewed interest in it. And even hypersonic travel.
Hypersonic?
Yeah, even faster than supersonic.
Wow.
And the technology is getting there, you know?
Well,
They're overcoming those past challenges.
like sonic boom.
Exactly. The sonic boom is becoming less of an issue.
Wow.
So faster than sound flight is becoming more feasible and environmentally friendly.
That's good to hear.
Imagine traveling from New York to London in just a few hours.
That's insane.
Yeah, it would completely change international travel.
Okay, so let's push the boundaries even further.
All right, let's do it.
What about space tourism?
Ah, yes, the final frontier.
Is that still just a dream?
Well, it's not just for astronauts and billionaires anymore.
Really?
Private companies are making space travel more accessible.
Like who?
Like SpaceX Blue Origin, they're developing reusable spacecraft,
Right.
which is bringing the cost down.
So it's actually becoming affordable.
It's getting there.
Wow.
We're already seeing tourists taking short trips to the edge of space.
So it's not just a fantasy anymore.
No, it's becoming a reality.
That's incredible. It's amazing how what was once like a government thing is
Yeah.
now opening up to private
It's
companies.
an exciting time.
It is. But with all these advancements,
Yeah.
aren't there some risks we need to think about?
Of course, every new technology comes with its own set of challenges.
Like what?
Well, for example, with autonomous aircraft,
Okay.
like passenger drones,
Right.
there's the issue of cybersecurity, making sure they can't be hacked,
Right.
and data privacy.
That is a big one these days.
It is, and we also need to consider the impact of increased air traffic
All right.
on things like noise pollution and air quality.
So it's a balancing act.
It is. We need to embrace these advancements, but
Yeah.
we need to do it responsibly.
Right, thinking of the long-term
Yeah,
consequences.
actually.
So it's not just about pushing the boundaries of technology. It's
Right.
about making sure it benefits everyone.
It's about progress with purpose.
I like that. So we've covered a lot in this deep dive,
We have.
from the past to the present to the future.
And everything in between.
What's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this?
I want them to remember that the future of aviation is not set in stone. We are shaping it right now
With our
with
choices.
our investments, with our imaginations.
So we all have a role to play.
We do,
Yeah.
everyone listening.
Yeah.
I encourage you to engage with these issues, ask questions, be part of the conversation.
Because together we can create a future of flight.
That is both awe-inspiring and beneficial to humanity.
Well said.
Yeah.
That's a great note to end on.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us on this incredible journey.
It's been my pleasure.
We've explored so much, from the basic principles of flight to
Yeah.
the mind-blowing possibilities of the future.
It's been quite a ride.
It has. And we hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity,
I hope so.
expanded your knowledge, and left you with a sense of wonder
Wonder about what's possible.
about the boundless possibilities of human ingenuity.
Absolutely, we can achieve anything we set our minds to.
So until next time, keep your eyes on the skies.
And your imagination soaring.
This is the Deep Dive signing off.